Welcome into a special edition of Coast to Coast, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Trey Bettler.
And once again, I am Xander Kobold.
And today is KCOU Sports Mania, which means the station is raising money to go towards providing more educational opportunities to students, such as travel to cover Mizzou sporting events and upgrading equipment. There is a donation link on our website, kcou.fm, under donations and the gift fund and our social media pages. Once again, like I said, my name is Trey Bettler.
And I am Xander Kobold once again.
And this is a special edition of Coast to Coast, but Xander, it's Sports Mania.
Yeah! This has been hyped up for a while now, and we're here. This is just such a great event to be a part of, and it's been going nonstop. I'll say I have been pulled off an all-nighter.
There you go.
So, but I have tuned in and listened to a lot of these shows that are going on at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., and, you know, they're going strong. And, you know, it's, again, great to be a part of something like this.
Yeah, it's been great. A lot of money's been raised so far, so we appreciate all the donations, definitely. And we'd love if anybody could give us some more donations. But... you know, so Xander and I typically, when we are on the air, we will do talk about all sports. But today, this morning, since we literally only have 50 minutes to talk to you, we're literally just going to do a MLB scoreboard, kind of just go on all the games last night, talk about all the games, what we liked, what we didn't. So you want to just jump right in?
I mean, yeah, and whatever extra time we have left, we could, you know, easily talk about our teams or,
all right, let's
or
talk something about, like that. Let's talk about the St. Louis Cardinals.
No. The fact we have to bring this up is just the past two nights have been
all right,
so rough for me.
Lost in the last two games. Darvish is now 0-1.
So not deserved, by the way. So not deserved. Threw an absolute gem last night, giving up those three runs. One of them was a sack fly, another one was a two-run homer, but threw an absolute gem, and we still got the loss, and his offense couldn't do anything.
Yeah, well, Wilson,
story of my life.
Hey, Wilson Contreras played pretty well. That was...
yeah, last two games he has two home runs.
Uh-huh.
You know, just terrific for him to start hitting bombs against the Padres, right?
Exactly.
Perfect timing.
You know, had to be against the Padres, especially for you, right? For the Cardinals to finally find themselves on offense, had to be against the Padres.
That's literally every team, and Miles Michaelis gave up five runs last game. What does he do? Oh, you know, he goes five, six innings, you know, gives up two runs only.
Mm-hmm. That is how the Cardinals are
killed.
Doing it. Hey, they're finding their way. We were talking about them the other day, so now they're finding them. But, you know, that's all right. I guess we'll go to the Guardians real quick, just because I was talking about the Padres and Cardinals. Guards played well. They finally won. They won again. 4-2, Biebs. My boy Shane Bieber.
I mean, when you got Bieber on the mound, I mean, it's your ace, so... I mean, I'm not honestly surprised.
Well, he dominated, and I was happy about that.
And I got to give a shout-out to Shane Bieber. He got me 23 points in fantasy last night.
Well, there you go.
And then officially put me in the lead against my opponent. So,
nah, Bieber pitched six innings, had six hits, but nine strikeouts. His ERA is officially at zero.
Still, so, two games in.
Only two games in, yes. However, Bieber, I mean, he was injured last year, and so now he's... I think he's come back pretty well so far.
I liked him ever since he made the All-Star game back in 2019.
Yeah.
Hometown favorite. Didn't really know who he was back in that day, but I was like, you know, he's a young pitcher. I'm sure he'll prove himself at some point. Well, he's definitely proved himself now.
100%.
If you haven't heard who Shane Bieber is, I mean, like, are you living under a rock? Like, what's going on?
I know.
Come on.
Yeah. I'll go to the Royals game real quick. Royals beat the Orioles 4-1. Marsh with the win. You know, I thought this was a pretty good game overall. It was Alec Marsh's first career win. Seven innings, two hit ball. So, I mean, you know, it was... pretty good game overall. Garcia played well. The Royals are seeming to play well right now. They're they didn't hit the ball out of the park like they did the other night against the Twins, but they're still swinging the bat pretty well right now, and that's the key, of course. The other thing is, one thing I did want to look at here is that they had seven people left on base, and, you know, you definitely want to try to drive those runs in. Now, I know they won, but that's definitely something they're going to need to improve on.
And I mean, that's kind of a norm. That several teams really need to work on runners in scoring position, and my team needs to work on runners in scoring position, because last year that was basically non-existent. We would have the bases loaded. You could have the bases loaded all you want, and all of a sudden, three outs go by, no runs scored.
Yeah.
And so I get, and it's early in the season, you know, those things, you know, with good teams tend to crease out once the season really, like, gets to, you know, once you get to the June, July part of the season. But, you know, if the Royals could really start working on getting people, getting great opportunities and getting those runners in scoring position,
yeah,
I mean, that's a great start for them. And that was a great win last night against a very, very well-rounded Orioles team. So, I gotta say, don't necessarily sleep on the Royals, but again, it is very early, so we don't know what's really going to happen down the road.
It's so early that you can't even really think about any of this, of what's really going on. So
the only thing you can really look at is partially kind of the stats and
right
and patterns of what you've seen in the first, like, what, 5-6 games that have gone on so right. far this season. I think 6 games
yeah.
for most people, except for Padres and Dodgers on Game 8 because of the Korea series. So,
right.
You know, it's a great start. That's what I got to say. For Royals fans, you know, hey, it's a great start.
Aiden's feeling good right now.
Aiden is definitely feeling good right now.
Yeah. But I want to talk about his team in particular, who had a pretty good night last night. Not even a team, but a specific player in general. Can we talk about Bryce Harper and the Phillies?
Oh, boy. I mean, when is this guy not really performing? I mean, my goodness.
And he's had a three-homer night.
Three-homer night.
And he capped it with a grand slam.
Might as well, right?
Hey, Bryce Harper's back to being Bryce Harper from what I mean,
but has he ever not been Bryce Harper? Yeah. I don't think that's ever changed. That norm has always been the same.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
But I kind of understand, you know, going with the Phillies, you know, we never knew what was going to happen, but we knew he was going to be great, but we didn't know, like, if he would be able to transfer his skills from the Nationals all the way to the Phillies. But yeah. after 2019, where he kind of digressed a little bit, you know, I think now he's resurged, and a few years ago he's already won MVP, so It shouldn't shock me that he's already, you know, performing. He's made it to the World Series now with the Phillies, so he performs. And I hate to say it every time because I'm not a big Phillies fan, uh-huh. and I'm not a big Bryce Harper fan in general, but I got to give where credit's due at some points. He is for sure. That MVP was well-deserved back in 2021. So Bryce Harper's back to being Bryce Harper as of right now.
Yeah. We got a team who's no longer undefeated. They went in yesterday. We were talking high about them in our show yesterday morning.
We were praising them.
And then they go out and they lose last night. That would be the Bronx Bombers.
The Bronx Bombers with Juan Soto.
Yeah. They ended up losing 7-0 to the Diamondbacks.
Unfortunately, 162-0 will not be happening this time.
Yeah, no. Zach Gallen, he had a good night. Can we talk about his shoe game, though? No, but like,
why not?
For real, look at it. That was his
that's
cleats.
Sick.
Those were his cleats from last night.
That's I like that color. You know, it matches kind of like the Diamondbacks uniforms. I mean, not what they were necessarily wearing yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday they were wearing their new bright red uniforms, but have the uniforms that have a little bit of the little light green in the mix there, or I guess, what would you call that? Light green? Turquoise. Turquoise, you would probably say, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, Gallen, he allowed just 3 hits. He struck out 6. given the Yankees their first loss of the year. I mean, he's yet to give up a run in 12 innings against in his two career starts against the Yankees. So Gallen definitely plays the Yankees very well.
Oh, he shoves.
Obviously. he started the game with a walk, and then he walked Aaron Judge as well. But, I mean, he fixed it from there. This was the first time, actually, that the Diamondbacks shut out the Yankees since beating them 4-0 in Game 2 of the 2001 World Series.
Wow.
So it's been 23 years.
Well, they don't usually play them often. This is like the first one of the first few years where team is playing every single team. In the past, it was like it would switch off between divisions and, you know, you maybe would play them like once every like 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. So now that they get that opportunity again, they finally get to face the Yankees. And, you know, they I think right now they are split the – I believe it's a 3-game series, so they'll have one more coming up today against the Yankees. And we'll see who takes the rubber match.
Yeah, I was listening – to the chatting average this morning at midnight when they went on.
Oh, really?
With Buse and everybody, and they were talking about one game in particular that I want to bring up because I think it's crazy. Is that the White Sox won a game?
I watched that. I didn't watch the whole game. I watched from the sixth inning to beyond.
And they didn't just win a game. They beat a good team. They beat the Braves.
It was truly shocking what I watched.
Paul DeJong's go-ahead homer was...
Paul DeJong just absolutely... I don't know what's going on. Is he back to his old Cardinal self again?
I guess
he just turned on a switch finally and said...
Pitch hit home run
in the seventh and took the lead and basically... I mean, it's not what technically would have sealed the game. I mean... They almost blew it again in the ninth inning there with which was kind of crazy because I didn't know this. Michael Kopech is their new closer now.
Yeah,
I had no idea about this. To be fair, I don't really follow the White Sox that often, but I guess they're just like, all right, this guy throws up to 100.
Yeah,
put him in the closer role, and you know he sort of delivered. He made it pretty nerve wracking though, I will say, at the very end, gave up a home run. And then first and second with two outs, and finally ended up getting out of it. And the White Sox finally get their first win of the season.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about the game that's on of what jersey I'm wearing today.
You know what? I will say I kind of was supporting Mickey's team here with the Giants.
Well, that's not surprising.
But
for you.
I mean. The fact that the Padres dropped 2 right now and the Giants have dropped 2, so now we're like tied for 3rd.
Yeah,
it helps.
It does.
It does help. So I'm not necessarily rooting for the Dodgers here, but if both teams could lose at the same time, I'll take that.
Yeah. So I mean, it was a bullpen game for the Dodgers last night, which it's not unusual. I mean, they've done that for a long time. They've had to do bullpen games. They ended up winning 5-4, but I think the biggest takeaways were the offensive battle, like the offensive charge from Mookie Betts, Gavin Lux, and Kike Hernandez. Mookie, of course, and that's who I'm repping today, you know, his 1,500th hit of his career. And it had to be a home run, of course, because he's that good, you know.
Yeah.
He has to have a home run on his 1,500th hit. I thought it was a good game. I always like watching the Dodgers. They're a lot of fun to watch. I know you have some mixed feelings about the Dodgers.
I try not to watch any of their games at all unless they're playing us.
Yeah.
That's about it. I pay attention to them, obviously, since they're in our division.
Right.
So, a few things I do kind of want to point out in this game, though.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if Mickey was in the room here, I'd definitely bring this up, and I'll bring it up now, because why not? What the heck is going on with Michael Conforto? this guy, just again, another guy who is going on a Linsanity run and just decided to turn on the switch and say, you know what, I'm going to really start performing. dude's hitting like 400 right now. I think I have to take a look at this. Oh, I'm sorry, 391. Okay, whoa.
Okay.
Oh, okay, wow. I mean, he was killing us in the four-game series. Every game it seemed like he was getting two hits. Another 2-for-4 game here, and last night he hit a home run as well. Mm. So, I mean, again, random players turning on the switch at very, very random times in the beginning of the season. That's what I love about baseball, though. And then, of course, the Dodgers would end up. I wouldn't say they won in dominating fashion. It was closer than I kind of thought the game. It did not feel close at all, but you know they made it somewhat close, and it was another close victory there for the Dodgers. So
yeah.
Move on to 6-2 already. Hey. You know, wonderful. Already on their way to win 100 and something games, just to lose in the first round. So yeah. I'm just waiting for that to happen at this point. So
hey, I was happy the Astros lost again last night.
They did. They did.
Yeah, I was happy about that.
The 1-5 Astros.
Yeah.
They were up 1-0 the whole game, and they blew it in the ninth.
Yeah, Davis Schneider. Boom. Launching a 2-run bomb in the top of the ninth.
Off Josh Hader, too.
Yeah.
To be exact. Former Padre. So, you know, that's always tough if you're, you know, someone like Hader. But I can't say that I've seen him give up, go ahead, or walk off home runs before. So, he's a very dominant pitcher, but with basically any closer in the MLB, you're never going to be super, super consistent. You're always going to have a game where something like that can happen, and that's exactly what happened. A go-ahead, two-run bomb, lost in the game. So,
yeah, and then I'll go to the next game. Brewers beat the Twins. They stay perfect on their record. Perfect 4-0. Fourth time in franchise history for the Brewers. Yelich homered. You know, it was all around good game by the Brewers. I mean, they're putting together some good baseball. I think the hardest thing for all of us to talk about, no matter what team it is, no matter who's playing well, no matter what team it is and what their record is, it's so early, you can't say anything about any of these teams.
No, you really can't. And the Brewers every season
I mean, they start off well.
And then you get to their midseason, and then they're just like...
They disappear,
and no one talks about them at all.
So you remember the meme of, like, Homer, like,
disappearing into the bush?
That's the Brewers.
That's kind of the Brewers. They're here, midseason, into a bush,
yeah,
and then out of nowhere, back in, you know, late August, back in September, they come back out.
Yeah, but Brewers won 3-2 over the Twins. So Brewers are now 4-0. Twins are 2-2. Brewers are second in the NL Central. Twins are third in the AL Central. Rangers, Rays. Rays beat the Rangers 5-2. You know, Zach Eflin had a good night. The righty. You know, the bullpen got a little bit of a rest for the Rays. They were 3-3. I think they're 3-3 now.
Correct. They're 3-3 as of right now.
Yeah. So they were 2-3 going into the night, and now they're 3-3. I like the Rays. I think they're a good team. They'll hang around for the whole year, I would assume, if they can stay healthy.
You know what? I'm going to bring this up right now.
All right.
And I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
Did you see the video of them unveiling the 2023 wild card banner at their stadium?
I did.
And I'm going to want your opinion on this. Uh-huh. That's an absolute joke. I'm sorry.
You talking about the Rangers or are you?
I'm talking about the Rays.
Oh,
the Rays are the one that unveiled another banner. Look it up. It is okay. Absolutely hilarious. And right next to it, it shows all, like, since 2019, it shows every time, like, or not 2019, but it shows, like, it's mostly just wild card appearances. And then I think they had their one from, like, 2020 where they, you know, made it to the World Series, so they, you know, they were AL champions. But it truly is something special to see something like that.
So, okay, so what's the issue with this banner?
So, no, the issue is that the fact that they're unveiling and say, hey, we made it to the wild card.
They put a banner up for a wild
card.
Okay.
up for a wild card.
Okay.
That they lost, by the way, to the Rangers.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's. You shouldn't do that.
I don't understand.
Okay,
that.
You win a pennant, that's fine.
Pennant's different.
You win your division, that's fine. World Series, of course, but I want to actually, because I brought that up, I want to talk about the Rangers banner real quick. That was pitiful.
Well, yeah, I mean, oh, the little banner.
World Series banner.
Series banner that they hung, yeah. I mean,
it was terrible.
It's just, what else could I really say about it? It looked like a normal banner.
I feel like it could have been better, though. It could have been better.
I mean, yeah,
designed.
It could have looked exactly like the Rays, you know, something like that. It could have been a plaque. They could have had a plaque out into left or right field.
I wouldn't mind that.
Or even center field, the big center field area they got out there.
Put it on the wall that we jumped on. You see it all the time.
You see it all the time. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. They won that one World Series.
Exactly.
So, it looked pretty silly. But, you know, as a Ranger, I'm not a huge Rangers fan, but I'm sure many Rangers fans didn't really care.
I just watched them a lot just because of, I like Adolis Garcia, so I love watching.
Oh, I think a lot of people like Adolis Garcia. I've been rooting for him for a while now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's great to see someone like him succeed. And, what he did last year in the playoffs was absolutely unforgettable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my man was raking.
He
was raking. I mean, and had probably one of my favorite game one of the World Series when he hit the walk-off home run. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely electric.
Yeah. We'll go to the next game real quick as we kind of wrap up all the scores from last night. Angels beat the Marlins 3-1.
Oh man, the Marlins. 0-6.
Yeah, Marlins have not got off to a good start.
Is it time to start thinking about the
Marlins? I was going to ask you.
Is it time to start asking if the Marlins are going to show up at all this season? Because
I was going to ask you that question. I don't know.
It seems like they have absolutely no life, and I don't think they've noticed that the season has started. It's pretty sad actually to see this.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, and it's hard to compare this 0-6, and we're talking about teams who already have a win. The White Sox have a win. The Rockies have a win.
Mm-hmm.
Marlins?
Nope.
Nothing.
Ooh. Not a thing.
But at least they can share something though.
Yeah.
The Mets 0-5.
Yep.
And I thought they were going to be.
Who's going to win a game first? The Marlins and the Mets.
Put your bets down, gentlemen.
Xander, right now, who's going to win the game first? Marlins, Mets.
You know what? I think the Mets, Lowell Mets, will always reign eternal. So I'm going to go. I think the Marlins will eventually win. If not this series, the next one, I would think.
Give me the Mets.
You're going to go Mets?
Yes.
Okay.
They're playing the Tigers. I know the Tigers are
playing
well. Yeah,
but they lost 5-0 to the Tigers, so I mean.
But they didn't play last night. It got postponed. They'll play today.
Did you? Okay, now I got to bring this one up, too.
All right.
Did you see Gary Cohen's reaction when he was announcer for the Mets? But, you know, they're in a rain delay, and they're trying to, you know, build up airtime. He's like, all right, guys, you know, sit down, grab some snacks and all that. And we'll be here waiting for you guys, and the like camera doesn't cut off in time, and then he thinks he's like off air, and then he rolls his eyes like saying he did not look happy. He did not look happy to be in that stadium at all.
I didn't see that, so that's funny.
I saw it through John Boy. So,
yeah. Cubs 12-2 beating of the Rockies.
Not surprised.
No. Bellinger played well. I mean, Cody played well. He blasted a bomb out of the park. Suzuki hit a bomb. Garrett Cooper hit a bomb. I mean, the Cubs were hitting the ball all around the yard yesterday. They finally showed up to actually start hitting missiles into the outfield of Wrigley. So
I truly think, I mean, and I hate to talk about this at all.
Yeah.
I hate the Cubs, but to be fair and perfectly honest, they're playing the Rockies.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean, they could, a lot of the Cubs fans can rejoice all they really want, but they're playing a last place team.
Yeah.
And first of all, frankly, Chris Bryant, please save yourself and hopefully get out of there as soon as you can.
Got to feel bad for him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he literally said in an interview that he probably overlooked that contract. Mm-hmm. And I think, in my opinion, it was the biggest mistake of his life to sign with them at all.
Well, I can tell you the A's lost again. That's our final game to recap. Red Sox beat the A's 5-4 in 11 innings. So, they at least pushed it to 11 innings. The A's are trying to fight back and actually play baseball. I still get a little upset that saying the one win on their record was against the Guardians because we walked the game. The game-winning run. It took four pitches, and I'm still upset about that. But got to move on. It's baseball. We got 160-some games.
162 games, my friend. 162.
Yeah, so.
It's a long season.
Exactly. So, you know.
I mean, it is definitely one of the longest sports periods, I mean, I've seen. Mm-hmm. You know, the NHL goes on for a while. But I don't think it goes as far as the MLB.
Yeah, the first games will start today. It'll be at 12:05 Central Time. It'll be Royals and Orioles. And then the latest game tonight will be 9:10 Giants-Dodgers. So I'll definitely be watching. I'll probably watch the Royals game if I can even get it on because, we have trouble getting it on here.
Oh, I wonder why. You know, does it start with a B and is it blackout restrictions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those suck. I can't even watch the Padres.
I can't watch the Cardinals or the Royals.
It is absolutely ridiculous, and I think that the MLB needs to get rid of these blackout restrictions.
They need to do better.
Can we just watch our teams?
I get mad that I can't watch a team unless they're on ESPN, like primetime baseball, which, if you suck, you're not on it.
Yeah. So the Guardians are barely on it at all.
We're not on it. Well, Guardians I can watch all the time for some reason. Because I got the MLB TV.
Well, yeah, but that's because you're not living in, Ohio.
We live in Missouri, so I can't watch the Royals and the
Cardinals. Yeah, the Cardinals, you can't watch both.
So when
double
the Guardians
whammy.
Go to the Royals, I can't watch it. So it I can't watch the Orioles game today. I can't watch the Marlins game tomorrow because opening day for the Cardinals at home is tomorrow. So, you can't watch the Padres, can you, right now?
No, I can't. I've had to pirate it.
Yeah.
For the past two games, and I'm probably going to have to pirate again today.
Because the Cardinals are at the Padres, so you can't watch the Padres right now.
Nope. Absolutely ridiculous.
It's a shame.
It is a shame, and I hope MLB will change that. Well, folks, I would like to remind you that today is KCOU Sports Mania, which means that we will have a 24-hour all-sports content. KCOU is a nonprofit, student-run station. As part of the event, we are also raising money that goes towards traveling out of state and equipment, and have a donation link on our social media platforms. There's also a link on the website under the donations tab. You'll want the gift fund. KCOU, thanks everyone for tuning into Sports Mania.
Yeah. Xander, I don't know about you. I think we should head to a break real quick, and then we can come back and kind of wrap up our show today and kind of talk about some things. Whatever else we feel like.
I mean, we can. I mean, honestly, yeah, that works for me. I mean, we can do some hot takes and coming up after this break. Stay tuned.
Alrighty. Back here on Coast to Coast. Come on, Xander.
Woohoo! Let's go. Coast to Coast. Here, yeah, so, special edition.
Yeah, so Sports Mania is today, which means we're raising money. Money raised will help to continue providing educational opportunities to college students, such as travel, equipment upgrades, and more. So, all your donations really help us out, get some new equipment to improve all of our broadcasts and everything. It can help us travel to some of our Mizzou road games and other cool events to bring you top-notch coverage from. Xander, two things I wanted to bring up before we get into having a little fun here for the last few minutes. The first thing is the A's have talked about a lease offer with Oakland. So, you know, they've been talking to discuss to keep the team who's supposed to go to Vegas in the Coliseum at least through the 27 season. The A's are trying to talk about all that, but they're meeting with Sacramento officials today, so they might become the Sacramento A's for a little bit. So they can't make up their mind right now. Do you at least feel a little bad for the A's fans?
Yes. Of course you feel bad for the A's fans. This is completely undeserved. They don't deserve any of this. And yeah, all the blame goes down to John Fisher, the owner of the A's. The ownership is absolutely awful.
Yeah, so the A's have lost. Oakland has now lost the A's. They've lost the Raiders. They lost the Warriors. I mean, what's next?
Well, what do you mean is what's next? They don't have any. They won't
they
have anything
left.
Else
left. Exactly.
They'll have nothing. Nothing. I mean, I guess get rid of the Oakland Bridge at this point, right?
I know, right? But you know. I mean, they're trying to figure something out. Okay, this is what it says on ESPN. The proposal, as part of the proposal to remain in Oakland for temporarily, the city is also requiring the A's to sell 50% stake in the Coliseum property to a local developer so the city can move forward with redevelopment plans that will include venues for sports and entertainment. And the A's have indicated expressed a willingness to sell. And they have a $30 million payment to make by May 14th to finalize this deal. So, it's all over the place with the A's. The owner of the Kings, the Sacramento Kings, is friends with John Fisher. So,
that's not good.
and he believes that getting the A's in Sacramento is the next step in Sacramento's ascension to a full-fledged big league city. So
yeah, but they're only going to have them for like,
I know,
2 years.
For 2 years or so.
2 years, and then they're going to be in Vegas. So, I mean, I get it. It would be nice for Sacramento because they got the Kings and that's it. So, you know, it's like, hey, you know, we got the Kings, and it's like, hey, now you have the A's in town too. So, you got.
I think Sacramento's a nice city. I like it.
Oh, I've been there before. Oh, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think it's a great area.
Yeah.
There's some beautiful sceneries around there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, is the capital of California, so I can't disrespect it.
All right, here you go. This is what I really wanted to talk to you about, and I wanted to bring up today. So the future of the Royals and Chiefs in Kansas City was thrown into question.
Ooh.
There was recently a vote that went out for Missouri voters, and it was whether or not they wanted to approve the stadium tax for the Royals and Chiefs. So the Royals are trying to move their stadium downtown Kansas City into, I believe, to the edge of the Power and Light District in Kansas City. And so they've been trying to figure about that. Yeah, they had two different locations. The first one was on the eastern edge of downtown, the other across the Missouri River in Clay County. And everybody voted no. So they said, no, you're going to stay at Kauffman. And so now they're trying to figure out, like, okay, what are we going to do? But they have no idea. So, I mean, the Royals are insisting on playing in a new ballpark. They don't want to play in Kauffman anymore. The Chiefs want to stay put with new renovations. Yeah, with new renovations that would touch up the 52-year-old Arrowhead Stadium. They want to touch up seating. They want to add luxury amenities to the tailgating scene. I mean, you've seen the photos,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no.
You've seen the designs.
And we not only that, but we talked about it on a previous show.
Yeah, we liked it.
We liked it.
We thought it was
a new
good.
Tunnel.
The tunnel is much needed.
It's way, way needed because accessing Arrowhead
to
is...
to and from the games at Arrowhead are hard.
It's tough. Yeah. It was tough.
But yeah, so, you know... you know, the Royals feel like they put forth the best offer for Jackson County, and then they said no. Their owner has said that they're not going to play at Kauffman beyond the 2030 season, and the Chiefs are hoping to remain at Arrowhead. So, I mean, and they're saying they're going to do what is in the best interest of your fans. Well, your fans are telling you stay at Kauffman and just renovate the stadium. And, I mean, I think they should. I think Kauffman's a great stadium.
I was going to say, you were just there last Sunday.
Yeah, just there.
I honestly think it is very underappreciated for what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be no Busch Stadium.
I mean, there's way too many fountains. I don't understand the deal with Kansas City and
what do you
fountains.
Mean? What do you mean? It's the city of fountains. That's why it's called.
I know.
It's a cool amenity. Okay, I know you don't seem a fan of the fountains. I love it.
It's
I love
nice.
The fountains. Every time the Royals hit a home run, it's so cool. You know, seeing the fountains go absolutely bananas
mm-hmm.
and the back. You know, the back. It's a great addition. I understand it is very odd.
Yeah.
But I like it, and I hope they keep it, honestly.
Yeah, so,
it's a unique part of their stadium.
So the biggest issue is the fact that, I mean, I'm focusing here on the Royals from people saying no to this, but this is actually really affecting the Chiefs as well, because those plans for the new tunnel and everything, that was part of the vote yesterday, and they said
Ooh.
No to it. That it was in, but the thing is, it was an $800 million renovation. To Arrowhead. I mean, that's what it would have been. And so, you know, I mean, they said no, so now you have to find out what they're going to do now. Chiefs want end zone suites. They want more parking. They want more tailgating spots. They have considered a mixed-use development around Arrowhead, like restaurants, hotels, entertainment options. I mean, that is where the sports world is trending. Like, if you go to a Cardinals game, you know the little... They have all the restaurants.
Oh, yeah. It's a big business district.
Right. And they do that at the Braves.
Yep.
They do it at the Cardinals.
They do it at Petco. They do it at San Diego. They do it in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, I take that back. They're on a valley.
Yeah. Dodgers Stadium is, like, out there in the middle of nowhere, and then you got everything else.
But then you could just drive down the hill, and you can find all
And that's the thing with the Guardians. They don't have, like... restaurants directly next to their building, but they have
within
walking distance.
Yeah.
Well, because they're right next door to the Cavaliers
right.
basketball arena.
Right.
So it's like, well, you can't really put something here because you have that.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, so, I mean, no, that's the biggest thing is the fact that, you know, this tailgating plaza was going to be built on the site of Kauffman, and now it's... They said no, so now they have to rethink of all this. So I'm interested to see where they go from here. I liked the Chiefs' idea, but it was a lot of money, so I don't blame everybody in Jackson County for saying no.
I honestly think what their next course of action is probably going to be is, one, if they're going to change anything, or if, two, if they really do insist on moving, they're going to have to change up something in the plan and put it back out there on the ballot and hope people will change their minds.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but we'll see. We'll see.
One more thing I want to look at real quick. There's an article here saying what every NFL team needs in the draft this year. I want to know. I'm going to go to the Chiefs because, you know, Chiefs fans here, and we've been talking about that. I'm going to go to the Browns, and I'm going to go to the Chargers. And I want to know what we'll go to the Chargers first. I want to know if you agree if these are the top three needs for your team.
Okay.
If you think that this is, they got it right. This is what we need. And if it is right, I want to know who you really want them to pick. Like, do you have a guy in your head that if he is on the board when we come on the clock, this is who we need to take?
Okay.
So here's your top three needs by ESPN. You need to either draft a receiver, a corner, or a defensive tackle. You need one of those three throughout the seven rounds of the NFL draft. Number one, do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, 100%. And number two, with your first pick in the draft, if he's there, who are you taking?
I'm taking Brock Bowers.
Okay.
I understand.
Want the tight end.
Listen, I understand that receivers are a must-need right now, but I'm sure we can easily get a nice, if we want a wide receiver, they could always go like Malik Nabers or even Marvin Harrison Jr. in the first round is still possible.
I mean, if he's there, I'd take him.
I mean, I'd take him too, but I want the tight end, and I want Brock Bowers so bad. He was an absolute stud with Georgia, and let's be real, we haven't had a good tight end since Antonio Gates, and I just want to have those good old days back. So I would hope that Brock Bowers would supply me with some of that.
Hey, you never know.
And you never know. And, you know, down the road they could also – and there's still free agents out there. I mean, I can easily see us – we're trading –
yeah, I mean,
trade packages could happen.
Look, we're 3 weeks out from the draft. I mean, you and I will start talking more and more about the draft.
Oh, we're going to start ramping that out.
I mean,
soon.
We may have a special little trip coming up too, possibly. So
maybe
we'll have to see how that goes. I'm excited for that. I'm hoping. I am crossing my fingers that works out.
We'll keep you updated on that.
Xander and I are alluding to. We have a possibility that we might be able to get to go to the NFL draft this year and cover it. So Xander and I might be heading up to Detroit in 3 weeks to go cover the NFL draft, and we're hoping that we can get that going. It says for the Chiefs that they're going to need a receiver, a tackle, or a running back. I mean, that's pretty obvious. They need a receiver badly. They just re-signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire last night, and then J.K. Dobbins is visiting with them this week as well.
Right.
And Pacheco's coming back. So, that'd be three running backs right there. So you necessarily wouldn't need a running back, but you can always take one to have on contract.
Right.
And then you are going to need, I mean, linemen always help. I mean, they're starting left tackles a free agent. So, you know, it may help them to get that. The Browns, they said they need a receiver, running back, defensive tackle. Running back, they need to find the backup for Nick Chubb because, I mean, he's coming off his knee surgeries, and his contract expires at the end after this upcoming season.
Right.
And then the Browns also need to figure out what they want to do at receiver because, you know, Amari Cooper is entering the final year of his contract. He's 30 this summer. They're taking a swing on Jerry Jeudy. We'll see if it pays off or not. But, all right, Xander, for the last minute or so, few minutes or so, do you have any pressing hot takes that you want to kind of put on out there and have us debate for the last few minutes?
You know what? I think I do.
Okay. What do you got?
So I've been thinking about this one for a while now.
Okay, is this what sport is this relating?
Baseball.
Of course. Okay.
I mean, it is kind of what the premise of I thought this episode was going to be about, but you know,
It was for 95% of it.
I mean, and that's fine, and I think it's fine.
Look,
no, you know what? No, look, you know what? I could change that.
You're a baseball guy.
I'm a baseball guy. I mean,
and I'm more of a football, so that's my thing. But what do you got?
Well, now I'm thinking about changing that a little bit. I want to kind of want to change the narrative here.
Okay.
All right. And this might not be an attack towards you.
Okay.
But I'm just going to bring this up.
So that means it's an attack towards me, but he doesn't want to say that.
So this is hockey now. Now we're going to go to hockey. This is completely random change.
All right. Go on.
The Carolina Hurricane will not win a Stanley Cup in the next 5 years.
I think. Depends on.
Change that. 5-10 years.
5 to 10 years.
Yes,
they won't win a.
I don't think they'll ever win
a
Stanley Cup. They can never. They can't. They can never perform in the playoffs. They can't perform, and I don't care about the. I don't really care about the injuries that I hear. That still doesn't matter. Usually, a team that can put it together.
I mean,
can still do it with dealing with injuries.
Okay, they've clinched a playoff berth
again, like they always do.
They're in the playoffs. We know that much. I mean, they're fourth in the league right now, standings-wise. They are second in their division. I'm going to say that you're wrong. I think they will win one in the next 5 to 10 years.
And that's totally fine, and I understand that.
I don't think it's this year. I hope it is, for all I know.
I just think, well, speaking of teams going into the playoffs this year, I think, and don't get me wrong, it's not. I'm not. This isn't a general attack saying I don't think the Carolina Hurricane aren't going to win a Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. I think that the way things have gone and the pattern still seems, it just seems like it's going the same way, and I have a feeling the same stuff's going to happen.
That's the issue, because it does go the same way every year.
And so I don't know if they can ever change that. That's the problem. If that pattern will just continue almost every year, the next 5 years, you could basically see about zero rings.
All right. I got one for you.
All right. Go ahead. Which sport, by the way?
Football.
All right. That's fine.
Justin Herbert is not the guy.
Nah. Okay. All right. All right. I understand. Hey,
he's
listen.
Not the guy.
Listen, I understand that one. Listen, I attacked your team. You're going to attack my team.
No,
that's fine.
I think he's a great quarterback, but he has proved to me time and time again that he cannot win you the game in under 2 minutes.
And I mean, you're right. I can't really rebuttal that because that's exactly what happens. He goes out in most games and he pulls a Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Every time.
Hey, Baker did better.
He did.
In this past postseason, but
he did.
He did also
but
go
in
back
his
to
past,
his roots in the postseason
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. So.
All right, you got another one for me?
Ooh. All right. Well, this time I will kind of go back to baseball.
Do it.
And I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
Steven Vogt's not the guy, man. I don't understand what you guys were really going for.
Okay.
I mean, Francona was your guy. I understand he retired. I don't understand what was really behind the hiring of the former A's catcher, Steven Vogt.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going to absolutely fail this season.
Okay. Well, here's what I'll tell you. I think it's still too early.
Okay. And that's fine.
To tell whether or not Vogt's the guy.
And that's true.
I think it was, to me, it was a call that came out of left field out of nowhere.
I mean, there was other guys out there. You could have gotten Ron Washington.
Yeah, here's the deal, though.
I mean.
Listen to this. Guardians don't like to pay for anybody. So
oh, that's true.
No matter who it is, no matter if it's a player or a manager, they don't like to pay for anybody. So if you have somebody who's like, you know, not taking as much as the other ones, they'll take that guy. Yeah, Tito was our guy, but, you know. Vogt's the guy now. I mean, we're not doing terrible right now. We're second place in the division. We've only lost two games. We're a game back off the Tigers. So I mean, I think it's still way too early to find out anything. Here's my thing for you, and you and I talked about this last night, so it's not as much of a hot take.
All right.
Your Padres are done.
Nah. You know what? Actually, I might have to maybe agree with this.
They're not
I might
done.
Have to agree
okay,
with this as a Padres fan.
They're not done, but they're not winning the World Series this year. They're not
Oh,
they're
no.
Getting,
our
they're
goal
not getting
was,
close.
Our goal is not to win the World Series.
What is your goal?
Our goal is to just consistently keep making the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay, well, it hasn't. We have not done it consistently, but patterns have shown 2020 and in the past that 2020
I guess
we made the playoffs. 2021 we didn't. 2022 we made the playoffs again. 2023 we did make the playoffs. 2024
I just wholeheartedly believe that the Giants and Diamondbacks are better than you.
No, absolutely not. I think the Giants are better.
I do.
I think the Diamondbacks are better than us for sure.
Yeah.
They got the better roster and the better pitching. But I don't see the Giants better than us, and we kind of showed it last weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, I think both teams are pretty even,
okay,
in my opinion. So there you go.
And then here's my last question for you, and this is kind of a random question.
All right, that's fine.
But I just thought of this, and I thought this one might be fun to think about. I'm looking at all the teams in last place right now in the division, because in all their divisions, okay?
Okay.
And it's early, so you can't even think about anything.
Right.
But out of the teams I'm going to read off to you, which team is most likely to win a World Series next? Okay?
All right.
Rockies.
Nope.
Cardinals. Marlins. Athletics. White Sox. Blue Jays.
You know, a few years ago, I was thinking it would be the White Sox in the future. They had a young team. They had Luis Robert. They had Jimenez. But now I don't even know if that's really the case anymore, especially with how really bad their management has been in the past. So my opinion, the White Sox are out. The A's are always going to be out.
give me the Blue Jays.
You're gonna go Blue Jays?
Yeah,
I'm gonna agree with you on that one. I think the Blue Jays for sure is definitely going to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
They are a team that do consistently make the playoffs
in
the past, and they've always fallen just short of making the World Series some years. So, you know, they have the roster to do it. So.
Yeah. But all right, guys, so this has been the Coast to Coast Sports Mania edition. Once again, KCOU Sports Mania is today, which means they're fundraising for money. Money is raised will help to continue providing educational opportunities to college students, such as travel, equipment upgrades, and more. We have a lot more coming up throughout the day today. I believe Mickey's on next.
I believe so. I think he's on next. I don't know if he was listening to our little rebuttal there, and talking about the Giants and Padres. So
packed house at 7 in a few minutes, Flipside at 8, Rush Hour at 9, Double T's at 10, Marathon to March at 11, Diamond Dogs at 12, The Corner Kick at 1, The Blake and Jake Show at 2, Trench Talk at 3, and then the Mizzou versus SEMO softball game at 4 to wrap up the day here on Sports Mania. So please continue to consider to donate to our cause. Enjoy the rest of your day. Watch a lot of baseball today, and go Tigers.
Go Padres. We'll see you guys.